7 after the hour. It's another weekend visit with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who is making a house call to your house. Or you can make a house call to his house by dialing 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus runs Lake Cardiology in Mount Dora, Florida. A great place to have your heart and your systems checked out. Lots of news this week. We cover the medical news of the week, your calls and questions about your health and well-being, and perhaps someone that you know who doesn't want to call. Whatever the circumstance, the questions here about health from head to toe, as Ken calls it, 888-553-7536. Email to Dr. Ken at drkenshow.com or to Doug at dougstephan.com. I'm Doug Stephan. He's Dr. Ken. The monkey's Davy Jones, 66 years old, looked to be in perfect health. So I guess that proves once again that all the twinkles isn't glitter.
Well, it's definitely not always apparent when you look on the surface what's going on inside, because he was the cute one among TV's The Monkeys. He died of a heart attack this past week, the middle of the week, in Florida, not too far from where I am. He was in Stuart, Florida, right on the coast. And he was, as he said, 66. And it's really a shame that he wasn't evaluated any further. He presented to the emergency room the night before, and we still don't know, Doug, whether he signed out against medical advice, was urged to stay, or whether the emergency room doctor said, it's not a heart issue, go home and you'll be okay. Interestingly,
wouldn't be the first time somebody gets sent home and ought not to have been sent home.
Well, and it wouldn't be the first time that somebody who's used to controlling their own destiny said, well, you're not going to do anything for me right now. I'm going to go home and we can deal with this from at home. So it's hard to know. I've seen it happen both ways. But what's interesting about Davy Jones is that definitely his age at 66, being a male and having chest pain, if I was in the emergency room, I would have recommended that he stay. He was having also shortness of breath when he exerted. These are two symptoms that can be due to other things, but in a 66-year-old male, you have to exclude a coronary issue really quick. And what's interesting about him is that he was only 5'3", and we do know that people who are significantly shorter than average have much smaller circulation to the heart. The coronaries are tinier, and they do clog up more easily. So this was another risk factor for him getting a heart attack, the number one risk factor. And what's also interesting here is that everybody needs to know that about half of people, at least, who have a heart attack, it's the first symptom, and they just don't have prior heart attack. They don't have prior symptoms. It's this one event. And that's why you need to know your risk profile. Do you have high blood pressure, diabetes, high cholesterol? Have you been a smoker? Do you have a family history for heart disease? Poor diet, obesity, not enough exercise? These are all the things. A very stressful life. I read something this week. Those who work more than 11 hours a day often are at increased risk of heart attack, and it's unclear what it is. It may be that you just don't take the time to eat healthy food. You don't take the time to exercise. Is it the stress? We certainly know that when people work in situations where they're totally out of control of what they're doing, those tend to be stressful situations that do increase the risk for coronary issues.
So there are, as is often the case in our discussions, a focus on one or two things that become a thread through the program. Because you're a cardiologist, even though you are, as you are happy to describe yourself, and I'm a witness to that, a blended medicine sort of a guy.
I am.
You have cardiology as your mainstay, and so I look at some of the things that have happened this week, some of the news about hearts. For example, there's it's a mineral, yes, taurine, comes as L-taurine often. It helps women's hearts. Why would it not help men? What would be the difference between men's hearts and women's hearts?
Well, it probably does. It's just that this study was done in women. It is out of the European Journal of Nutrition this week that taurine, Doug, it's an amino acid. It's found in dark meat, poultry, one of your favorite foods, I know, and some other foods that may be good for some people's hearts. Especially people, Doug, with high cholesterol may have a reduced risk of coronary artery disease, the same problem that Davy Jones had, if they have high levels of taurine in their diet. And again, the nutrients found in dark meat, turkey, and chicken, it's also found in some seafood, including whitefish, mussels, and clams. It's also found in energy drinks, but I would not suggest getting it there because it's not the natural form. But exactly why the taurine is linked with lower heart disease, it's not known. It could be due to the fact that taurine's anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties are very important in protecting the circulation.
All right. So there are things, there are a lot of different things that we take, fish oils, and I don't know if we'd call that, that's not a, it's a supplement, but it's not a mineral. There are vitamins, there are minerals, there are supplements. Would you like to distinguish? A lot of people say, I've taken my vitamins today, and they either have minerals included in them, take a multivitamin, or they don't think about minerals. And in many circumstances, although there's a story about selenium this week, selenium is another one of those minerals that we may or may not have enough of. But would you spend just a second before we get to the calls at 888-553-7536 and differentiate between vitamins, minerals, and supplements, of which fish oil would be neither a vitamin nor a mineral?
Sure, let's try and untangle that. Vitamins. Remember from chemistry the word enzyme? Enzymes are these substances that help chemical reactions occur more quickly, more easily in the body. And vitamins are essential enzymes that the body needs to undergo certain chemical processes. If you don't have at least a certain amount, an essential amount of these vitamins, you end up having disease. The most common one that everyone knows about is scurvy and vitamin C. The pirates and the sailors in the 16, 1700s would go on these long voyages, and the citrus would only last for a few weeks, and they all ended up getting scurvy. And what has happened more recently is in the Linus Pauling era with vitamin C is taking industrial strength levels of these vitamins to help to perhaps prevent disease. And this is where this whole new area of using these as supplements comes about. And then we have minerals. Minerals are usually more in the, remember the atomic chart?
Yes.
Of all the elements.
Right. Yeah, right. And when you take that in biology, I think, no, it was botany, maybe chemistry.
In chemistry,
high school
we,
stuff, yeah.
We study, also in biology, with biochemistry, we study the atomic chart. And there we find most of these minerals, selenium, iron, copper, potassium, sodium. They're all there. Sometimes doctors call some of these electrolytes. But that's, I think, how to think of these as different items. And certain minerals are essential for life. You need them.
Yeah. And so, and then supplementing with fish oil, that kind of stuff,
fish oil is wonderful. If you don't eat fish every day, I think every adult should have at least a gram to 2 grams of fish oil per day, unless you eat well cooked, but not fried fish each day.
Yeah. All right, there it is, the story we try to differentiate. A lot of different things are going on in your body and with your health. Help yourself to our expertise, mostly Ken's. Once in a while we strike gold with something that I've had some experience with. You all have common sense. Use it. That's a big part of how to measure the best way of taking care of yourself. I have come across a couple of people that I want to share with all of you, some stories about health and well-being during the course of the next couple of hours. You'll stick around, hopefully, and if you have a charge for Dr. Ken, help yourself to 888-553-7536, as David has in San Francisco. David, go on with Dr. Ken. Hi.
Hey, how are you, Doctor and Doc and Doug? You know, I wanted to ask about hazardous waste and people's exposure to hazardous waste. It's my understanding that cesium affects your heart badly.
First of all, let's figure out what cesium is. Is that a byproduct of
Items on the atomic chart that we saw on the wall in chemistry class.
Right. And in this case, there's I work with a nonprofit that works with nuclear issues, and there's for 25 years had been a long discussion of how many people got killed or injured from Chernobyl. And there was recently a study that showed that it was closing in on 1 million people, and it was divided into three major categories. One was heart attacks, one was miscarriages, and one was failure to thrive. And the heart attacks, they were saying, was because of the exposure to cesium. And over the course of, 25, 30 years since Chernobyl, the cesium has been spread all over through agricultural products and the water and whatnot. And so it would be difficult to prove that someone died directly from Chernobyl, but if a lot of cesium was cast out by the smoke of that horror, that could obviously be a cause. So,
all right, so your question has to do with whether this might affect, I think you said, the heart or maybe other regions of the body, Ken. What do you think?
Sure. Welcome, David, from San Francisco. I had the honor of training in cardiology at the University of California in San Francisco. Left my heart there, and it's a great town. And so
you're
welcome.
Such a, you know what? You are such a corn bucket. It's amazing.
Well, I had it
in my heart. He's a hard guy, San Francisco. Get it, folks?
And all right. I train there in cardiology, so it's a great place. So, David, cesium can cause rhythm problems, and you have to differentiate between the non-radioactive and the active and the radioactive form. And what happens is potassium, we're talking about minerals this morning, potassium is a very important mineral, inside the cell moving out, and this creates the electrical activities, the sodium is outside moving in, and often the cesium will replace the potassium and cause electrical instabilities in the heart. That's one of the issues. But that's the non-radioactive form. The radioactive form obviously is a major concern because of obviously it's radioactive.
So that's going to, what will that do? Other than the obvious, what does that do to your heart and circulatory? It's radioactive stuff. You get it in there, you think of nuclear stuff destroying or creating cancer.
Certainly, you think of cancers from radioactive cesium are well documented, but it also can get into and interfere with these electrical signals that the body uses, and I think that that's how the cesium creates heart issues.
All right. Have we ever had a case of cancer of the heart?
Cancer of the heart does occur.
Really?
It's not very common, but yes, I have diagnosed a number of cases of these cancers. The muscle just starts to grow. You get masses in the heart, and absolutely.
I mean, it's understandable because cancer needs blood, and there's no better place in the body to find blood than the heart.
Well, interestingly, unfortunately, it's not a common sight for cancer, but it does occur.
Yeah, I never heard of it, so that's interesting news.
You got to spend more time with me.
I do. I find you one of the most pleasant people in my life to spend time
Bless
with.
Your
so
heart.
It would be it's my always my pleasure to have you here, and the audience learns a lot as well. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, we'll talk about what's in this week's newsletter, the medical newsletter, in a few moments, and more of your calls at 888-553-7536 plus other correspondence as well. 21 after the hour. It's a Good Day Weekend program. Good Day Health with Dr. Ken.
You're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer, localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
Listeners are discovering a simple way to earn money. We're talking quit your nowhere job and work from home type of money. IncomeAtHome19.com has come to us for listeners who want to work from home. Listen to this.
I have to tell you, it's the best decision that I ever made because we replaced my income and my husband's income. This business has allowed us to quit our jobs and we're both at home full time and loving it. Best decision I ever made.
Listeners, IncomeAtHome19.com is A-plus rated for their business ethics. They're affiliated with a multi-billion dollar company and they do business in over 75 countries. No selling soap, no pressure, no cold calling. They bring money making opportunities to your computer, either full or part time. If you're ready to make a change and start earning money from home, go to IncomeAtHome19.com now. They're even giving away $1,000 to someone just for checking them out. Visit IncomeAtHome19.com. IncomeAtHome19.com. That's IncomeAtHome19.com.
Got caught in the rush hour. The fella started to shower. You with love and affection. Now you won't look in my direction.
Now we're at 23 minutes after the hour. 800-8. Why am I doing that today? I have two numbers that stick in my mind. One that I've been using for 14 or 15 or 16 years. It's almost like when you wake up in the morning, hey, how are you doing? 800-5108. Because that's the response to lots of things. But for Dr. Ken and the purposes of connecting to discuss health and well-being issues, 888-553-7536. Here's Richard in Mountain City, Tennessee. Richard, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hello. How you doing, Doc?
Hi, Richard.
My question is, I had a pulmonary embolism 2 years ago.
Pulmonary embolism.
Yeah, that's it. Pulmonary embolism.
A blood clot. A blood clot in the lung, usually arising from the veins in the legs.
Yeah, it was my left leg, and I had to spend 7 days in the hospital, and they said my left leg was the blood clot's all in it. Well, anyway, this has been 2 years. I'm on Coumadin, 10 milligrams. I take it every day. Every month I get my blood tested, and it's just right, you know, between the two and three. And I guess my question is, I'm always short of breath, still short of breath, and my legs still stay swollen up. Everything I've read on the Internet says it's normal. My doctor says it's normal. And I just wonder if it's going to be that way for the rest of my life. Am I going to be, you know, not able to breathe? It's hard for me to even carry out the trash.
Sure, Richard. Let me see if I can help a little bit. When you had your blood clot in the lungs, did you have a lot of pain in the chest with it besides shortness of breath?
No, I didn't even realize anything was going on. I had the pain was in my leg, extreme pain.
And then
I got so short of breath, I couldn't hardly breathe.
And then they just did the test for your lungs, and they noticed that the clot had moved from your leg to your lungs?
Yeah, several of them. I mean, I got several of them in my lungs. You know, I guess in the little sacs or whatever, the veins, wherever they go to in your lungs.
Okay, so. Yeah, sure. Take it easy, Richard. Let's see if we can untangle this. You're doing fine. And so what I was just trying to figure out is sometimes with severe blood clots, you can actually have permanent damage to the lung. We call this a pulmonary infarction, unlike a myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack, permanent damage to the heart. And usually when the blood clots go to the lungs and do cause permanent damage to the lungs, that usually is associated with a lot of chest pain associated with the blood clot. But you're saying to me that you didn't even have any symptoms in the lungs. They were all in the legs?
Yeah, the pain was in the legs of breathing. I couldn't breathe that night, you know. And
okay.
When I got home from work, I worked midnight shift. When I got home, I went to the doctor the next day. They sent me to the emergency room, and it went from there. But yeah, the doctor told me that it'd do damage like a heart attack does your heart.
Sure. And Have you had any follow-up imaging to make sure that the clot, with ultrasound in the leg, we can tell whether it's a new, hot, acute clot or whether it's walled off and what we call a chronic clot and it's not going to break off? Have you had follow-up ultrasound to image the leg veins? Remember, the veins are the plumbing which takes the blood from the ankles back up to the heart, to the hips, and then back to the heart. Unlike the arteries, which go the other way, there's two-way traffic in the legs. The arteries take it down from the hips to the ankles. So these clots form in the veins, the part that moves back up to the heart. And have you had follow-up imaging?
They have said as long as I take this Coumadin and they test my blood and it stays between 2 and 3, there shouldn't be any problem with any more blood clots breaking loose.
Well,
you know, that your body will eventually wear the blood clots out.
Well,
or get rid of them.
This is true in most people, but there are some rare people, and I've taken care of them, who do form clots on a therapeutic level of Coumadin. They're not common, but they do occur. And you should be feeling, most people will feel better 2 years out. Maybe you need some compression stockings to help prevent some of the swelling that's been associated with this. But I would want you to get reevaluated. And I don't know if you have, do you have in your family, are there clotting problems? Did they test you for why you happen to get this clot? Sometimes in this genetic inheritance of clotting problems, where we call this a hypercoagulable state, where you actually clot too easily.
No, but only my uncle had them one time. They said it was a mystery to him, really, you know. So about 2 days before, I'd slept several hours, like 17, 18 hours.
Okay,
they said that could have caused it. But see, I work midnight shifts, so some days I do that anyway. That's not, you know.
What kind of work do you do? You know,
I work in a prison.
Richard, sitting for long periods of time can do an inherited blood clotting disorder, as I mentioned to you, prolonged bed rest, injury or surgery, pregnancy, cancer, inflammatory bowel disease, heart failure, birth control pills.
You're gone.
All of these are causes. Smoking, being overweight or obese. Usually age over 60 is when we usually see these, but it's not exclusive. And being tall, men are more likely to have these blood clots. But you need to be reevaluated. You need to see a lung doctor, make sure that the lungs are okay right now. And I would want to image that the legs, because you're having persistent swelling, to make sure that it's clear why. You probably just have a big clot there that's blocking the flow of blood getting back, and hopefully it's walled off, Richard.
News coming up on statin drugs from Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is now available. The phones are open. We are ready for your call at 888-553-7536. News from the Good Day Health News Letter, plus questions from emailers coming up. It's 1:30.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increase, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original BioMat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep-penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A Biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each Biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a Biomat. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
About 33 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen along with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, the medical expert on the Good Day program, and here for 2 hours to take your calls every single weekend live on the air. The idea is to get people who are thinking about what's going on with them right now. And one of the things happening, we've had some weather extremes across the country this week, including some very cold air that clashed with warm air. We had all those tornadoes from midweek on. We have a lot of snow in certain parts of the country where there hasn't been any snow at all. Cold air may raise heart attack risk during, especially if you're shoveling snow outside or doing, if you're an exerciser. Apparently, even if you are a regular exerciser, Ken, cold air can increase the risk of having a heart attack.
Exactly.
Why
very insightful comment, Doug, because this study helps us understand why cold air is such a trigger for these coronary events. It was published this week in the Journal of Applied Physiology in the American Journal of Physiology, Heart and Circulatory Physiology, mouthful. But what they discovered was that breathing cold air during certain physical activities, such as shoveling snow, what it does is it increases the body's demand for oxygen, which may put people with heart disease at greater risk for cardiac arrest or death. If the pipes are narrowed, the body can't deliver an extra demand for oxygen to the heart, and the heart just gets into these abnormal heart rhythms when it doesn't get enough oxygen.
So beware. What do you do to guard against it? How do you... Yeah, I mean, what's the secret?
Well, the problem is that people go out, they shovel snow, and they're inactive. They work behind a desk on a computer 24/7, and then they suddenly go out and shovel snow. And snow, water is extremely heavy. It's very big effort, and they don't even know they have a heart issue, and they collapse. It's a horrible thing. If you have not been doing strenuous exercise, in general, don't start up, don't get into high gear without first talking to your doctor. And make sure before you do these sorts of activities, the doctor says it's okay.
All right. Word to the wise is sufficient, so some say. 888-553-7536. Eileen is in Palm Springs, California, listening to longtime affiliate KPSI. Hi, Eileen.
Hi, listen, I get your newsletter and I listen to you all the time, and I'm a math teacher and you've got a transposed telephone number in your last newsletter.
No.
It says 7356 and I found out it's 7536.
Well, we've got to do something about that. Thank you for calling that to our attention.
Okay, but that is my call. My best friend has prostate cancer, and he asked me to help him decide whether to have hormone treatment or surgery or radiation. And I don't know the survival rate of those three things.
So, Eileen,
his cancer hasn't spread beyond the prostate so far. And that's as far as we know.
So, Eileen, your boyfriend has prostate cancer. I'm sorry to hear that. And the treatment is very individualized. There's no one size fits all, because for many people, especially, can I ask you how old this gentleman is?
He's 70.
You know, as you get older, immediate treatment may not be necessary, because most prostate cancers are very slow growing, and often people will outlive their prostate cancer. The key is getting a biopsy and the grade.
He had a biopsy.
And the Gleason score, the grade, how malignant it is.
His scale is 5 + 4 = 9.
So what did the doctor say, that we need to do something about it?
Yeah,
right?
And we get all these different advice, but how do you decide? I want to know the survival rate. I'm a math teacher.
Eileen,
all right, we got a little levity here. Ken, calm down for it. Eileen, how long have you known this guy?
30 years.
Wow. I'm not going to be too delicate about this.
That's okay.
All right. The more sex you have, the less chance
there
is.
That's out of the picture. We're just best friends for 30
years. I'm just telling you, you asked to help him, so if he's not having relationships with you, he ought to find somebody.
No. He's out of the picture of looking around. We are him, radio operators.
Eileen. I know. It may not be to your taste, but this is a general comment for people that are, whether they're your age or my age or Ken's age or anybody's age, there is no reason in the world for anybody to get prostate cancer. I've read up on this.
Oh, he already has it.
Well, I understand that. I'm trying to help other people in addition to you. The idea of getting this and what creates the situation is you're not feeding it the right foods. You may have too much fat in your body, and you're not having enough sex.
He's very slender.
I'm not talking just about you. I said I'm using you as a general overview to help people who want to prevent this from happening. All right, so
out of curiosity, what has the urologist, the specialist in this area, recommended? Because the options are surgery or radiation.
Yes. We've had three different people say, one says surgery is the best, and one says radiation is the best, and another one, none of them said just sit and wait on hormone therapy. We dug this up on the internet about therapy.
So, but you've gotten two opinions from two different urologists?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and you're illustrating...
City of Hope!
Okay, give me a second, Eileen. You're illustrating that in most of these areas, it's by a hair which one is going to keep you living longer, and both have their benefits and their risks. The problem with surgery, radical prostatectomy, that it carries a risk of erectile dysfunction. Give me a second, Eileen. It carries the risk of erectile dysfunction and urinary incontinence. You know, this usually is effective. It gets rid of the problem, but you're left with these potential complications. What has become very popular is a radioactive treatment for this, where you actually put these pellets in rice-sized radioactive seeds inside the prostate tissue. This is called brachytherapy, and it's become very popular, very common. And maybe it's a hair less effective than radical prostatectomy. In some studies, I saw a study where it was actually more effective. So it's very close. One little point is this: in the Journal of Urology this week, there's a very interesting story about robotic surgery, that patients who undergo robot-assisted surgeries on the kidneys or the prostate, they have shorter hospital stays, a lower risk of getting blood transfusion or dying, and significantly higher bills compared to those who get older surgical procedures. If you have a very, very experienced surgeon in robot-assisted surgeries, I would definitely talk to the doctor about that. We have a very good surgeon who does this in Orlando, and my patients have been very satisfied with this method.
All right, so that helps out her and her boyfriend. That's cool. 888-553-7536. Curtis is in Appleton, Wisconsin, listening to WAYY. Hi, Curtis.
How you doing? Thank you.
Sure. What's on your mind? Yep, what do you need?
Oh, yeah, I was diagnosed with heart failure, and I was just, you know, I didn't have a second opinion. I'm happy with my doctor and everything, and it's just not a day that goes by when I don't worry about it. When I get a little discomfort or a little shortness of breath when I talk a lot or something like that. Just what is the long-term outlook, guy? They say that, you know, I expect to live to be an old man, but I just worry about it a lot.
Curtis, this is an area where we have made so much progress. When I was a young medical student in the 1970s, we used to tell people that when you have heart failure, your prognosis, your life expectancy was the same as somebody with lung cancer untreated, which is not very good. And what we've been able to do now is with multiple medications, I would imagine you're probably on about five medications?
Well, I mean, metoprolol, spironolactone, lactone or something, digoxin.
And Lasix and probably an ACE inhibitor in there. So,
yeah.
So you're on the five drugs, a beta blocker, spironolactone, an ACE inhibitor, digoxin, and a Lasix. So you have very significant heart failure. You're getting well managed with the right medicines, especially the ACE inhibitor and the beta blocker, prolong life. You need somebody who can help you with diet so that you're eliminating salt. You need to weigh yourself.
I do the best I can, yeah.
You need to weigh yourself every day. And have you been considered for one of these devices that help synchronize your heart? Are you a candidate for that? Do you need that? A defibrillator?
No, at first they talked about it 2 years ago, and then I got sent to Madison, and they talked about it there. And at first, I guess I was a possibility for a transplant, but I've done really well according to them.
Okay, so that's the University of Wisconsin in Madison?
Yes.
That's a very fine heart area, especially for what you have. Do you know what your ejection fraction is? I think everybody who's a heart patient should know that. That's a key vital sign of your heart. It's the fraction of blood that is propelled, that goes forward with each heartbeat. You know, I used to think before I got into this field, boy, all the blood in the heart should be pumped out with each beat. But in fact, normal ejection fraction is 50 to 65% of the blood that's there as the heart fully relaxes is propelled forward with each beat. Do you know what your ejection fraction is?
Right now, it's between 40 and 45, they say, and it was 15.
Well, it was what?
15.
Wow, you had a remark. 15 is severe depression, and 45 is the mild to moderate depression. You've had an incredibly significant improvement. Have you had bypass surgery?
No, I had no surgery, no blockage whatsoever. They said idiopathic cardiomyopathy. They don't give me a reason.
Well, maybe
they don't know
you
why
had.
It happened.
Did this
it
come on all?
To attack the heart.
Curtis, did this come on all of a sudden?
Well, it started with shortness of breath, and I was stubborn. I didn't go to the doctor, thinking a cold or something, and then my wife made me go, and then they were treating me for pneumonia for
okay.
Probably Curtis, put me on antibiotic for pneumonia.
Sounds like you're your own worst enemy, Curtis.
Wait a second. The way you're presenting, Curtis, you had a viral infection, I would imagine, at which a viral infection can very much injure the heart, stun the heart, and often after the virus passes, you'll improve your heart function as you have from 15% to 45% with the combination of healing and the drugs and the virus passing. Sometimes, very sadly, the heart doesn't improve, but it sounds to me like you had a viral infection. I would get a 24-hour Holter monitor to make sure you're not having any rapid heart beating from the bottom of the heart. We call this ventricular tachycardia. That would be my biggest concern. Watch your potassium and your magnesium levels frequently. Make sure you don't get anemic. Weigh yourself every day, and if it goes up 2 or 3 pounds, call your doctor and get salt out of your life, Curtis, and just stay in contact with a good, experienced, caring cardiologist, okay?
There you go. 888-553-7536. One of the things, I wasn't trying to be a wise guy. More men do this than women. They discount or they brush aside or they ignore the signs that their body is presenting to them. That is so foolish. You're not proving that you're a big, tough man by avoiding or ignoring things. And women, guess somehow this applies to some women as well. You need to know what's going on in your body. You need to help yourself to health. You can't do it if you ignore things that are going on. Only you, really you, know what's going on inside of your body. So why wouldn't you want to have your body working as well as possible? And knowing what's going on in your body is the way to do that. You'll have a miserable life. Life is nothing without your health. So why would you be foolish? Oh, there's nothing wrong with me. That's just brain dead thinking. Foolish.
Denial is an incredibly powerful quality. And people, I've been amazed by this. People are just afraid of finding out what's there.
And then what happens?
What happens is...
The alternative is not so hot.
Right. People don't act logically, unfortunately, when they deal with these problems. Too many. Some like you act immediately, but not
enough. Well, you need to know what's going on in your body. I'm guaranteeing you know what's going on in your body. And if you don't know, you go find somebody who can figure it out. But you don't sit around and think, that'll go away tomorrow. No. Not smart thinking. 888-553-7536. Dr. Ken Kronhaus on the air at 12 before the hour.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, and today we're going to talk about tying the knot. Okay, so what do you have in common with a Windsor, half Windsor, Victoria, or Christensen knot? Now, number one, do you know what they are? Could they possibly be the ties that you tie each and every morning? And, of course, women, you need to listen to this, too, because your men do the ties. Now, most of us have one knot that we use. I myself use the Windsor knot. But why not change? Why not alternate? Why keep it all the same way so that you get stuck in a pattern? Go ahead and change it. And, by the way, while you're changing it, find something else in your life to change at the same time. Try a different way to approach things. Try a different way to tie the bow or tie the knot around any project or anything that you're doing. Change is good. You initiate it. You look better when you change. You enjoy it. You spread it. Tie the knot for change in your future. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your Daily High.
Hi. Oh, it's hi. Oh, hi. Dr. Ken.
Hello.
Is the editor of the Good Day Health newsletter. What do we have that's important this week for people to sign up?
Well, we switched gears, Doug, this week. It's the latest information about pregnancy and infant health information in the medical journals in the last 6 months.
All right. So here's what you do. You go to either drkenshow.com or to dougstefan.com. Click on Dr. Ken's picture. It brings you to the Good Day Health newsletter, and there'll There'll be a little box that says you want to sign up for it. It's free. We're not going to send you anything. We're not going to sell you anything. We're offering this as a public service. Ken is that kind of a guy. It takes him hours to edit this every week. Every week it's new and important news on your health and well-being, different things. So just put your email address in, and every Friday afternoon this will be sent to you to your email box. All right? DrKenShow.com or DougStephan.com, the Good Day Health newsletter.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack backup hand pump kit, delivered to your door for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack hand well pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
Now 53 past the hour in the Good Day Weekend program. Picking up the pace with a lot of calls from you about various items. You ought not to be shy when it comes to your problem and you say, oh, nobody else has got that problem. It'll be boring. I won't bother to call. No. There are so many people listening to this program, not only on radio stations, but what is it? We're the number one thing on the Internet at the moment, Ken. All right, people, as far as Internet listening.
Get your iPhone out, get your Android out, and go to Talk Radio Shows. It's a great app, Talk Shows on Internet Radio. That's the name of the app. And if you see at the top is a Good Day right now.
All right. So there are lots of different ways of getting to us in terms of listening. You get to us simply by dialing 888-553-7536, or you can send email along to either Dr. Ken or to me, and we'll get those questions as we can on the air.
And if you don't get us live, I apologize.
Right, well, that's the way it is sometimes. Ken is in Greeley, Colorado. Ken, how may Dr. Ken help you?
Yeah, I got a break in my throat, so it might be kind of hard to understand. I'll give you a brief background. About 2 years ago, I had a GI bleed, and I was in a coma for 3 weeks, in hospital for over a month. And I was out of the hospital for about 2 weeks and was getting along good. And then all of a sudden, I started getting short of air, and I mean shorter and shorter, and then to the point I couldn't really breathe. So they went in, and they were going to put another trach in. And it was supposed to be a 30-minute surgery, and it turned into like 4 hours. And he said what I had in there was I had like a bunch of cement. He compared it like the cement. It was that hard. And the reason, I guess my vocal cords are paralyzed. And I just feel there's got to be something that can be done for paralyzed vocal cords, and, you know, I just don't know where to turn right now.
Sure. Absolutely, Ken. There's a lot of things that can be done. It's a matter of you may need to travel to a specialized center for this, but, you know, the easy things like voice therapy, very important. But there's surgery. There's a lot of different kinds of surgery that can be done, anything from vocal cord repositioning. There are these various injections to paralyze nerves that will help. And there are a lot of treatments that are at the cutting edge. We use these electrical stimulation devices in the heart. We call them pacemakers. Well, these pacemakers are now moving to the voice box and helping paralyzed vocal cords. Well, let me recommend, I imagine because you had the tube down your throat for so long in intensive care unit, that's probably what triggered all this. Is that correct?
Right. I had it in there for 13 days.
Bless your heart. Exactly.
Yeah.
And scar tissue forms around that. The good news is, Ken, you're alive. You sound like you're full of life. That was necessary to keep you alive. Now to improve the quality of your life, get a good ear, nose, and throat doctor. You know, they're called otorhinolaryngologists, and ask them where you need to go to get somebody who's incredibly trained and experienced at treating vocal cord paralysis, because it sounds to me like you're going to need either surgery for this or one of these emerging treatments.
And look and see what Adele, the singer, did to get her vocal cords fixed.
Yeah, he's
good
in
luck.
Another league, though.
I understand, but it's a good story. Troy is in Quincy, Illinois. Troy, how may we help you?
Yes, I've been experiencing chest pains for over 2 weeks now, and Thursday when I was working, I noticed it got worse, like when I lifted. So I went to the ER. My blood pressure was like 190 over 120. And they did an EKG and chest x-ray, kept me overnight. But now they're going to have me do a stress test Monday because they couldn't do it this weekend. But I'm still experiencing that.
Wait a minute. What's more important than your health? Why can't you do it this weekend?
Well, we're there. They just don't. On weekends, it seems like, you know, they don't have
Troy,
stuff like that.
How long ago did you present to the emergency room?
I was there Thursday afternoon this past Thursday, 2 days ago.
You were there this past Thursday, and have you, during this entire time, have you been without chest pain?
Yeah. Gave me like 3 nitro tablets.
Okay. I thought he said he's still feeling the pain.
Right.
Still
give me a second. Yes, we're running out of time. Troy, so this has not been persistent constant. You've had chest pain-free intervals. You need to go back to the emergency room, get another EKG, make sure there's been no progression. I don't want to see anything happen to you over the weekend. Just get someone to drive you. Don't drive, and just don't do any strenuous activity right now.
Or go find somebody to give you a stress
test. Make sure you're on aspirin.
Yeah. Aspirin is very important. Welcome to Healthcare 2012 in America. Good God. We're too busy. There's nobody here on the weekend to take care of you. Wonderful. 59 past the hour on Good Day Weekend with Dr. Ken.